This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from the 4th to the 9th of January. The theme of this Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for a Viksit Bharat 2047. The Prime Minister said his government's intentions, policies and decisions are filling rural India with new energy, announcing that Union Cabinet has approved continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana for one more year. The Prime Minister mentioned Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi making rural societies self-sufficient. Mr. Modi said the government's endeavours, including Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, PM Awas Yojana, Jal Jeevan Mission, are all aimed at the benefit and development of rural areas. India's rural poverty has declined significantly to 4.86% in the financial year 2023-24 compared to 25.7% in 2011-12, according to the State Bank of India's research on the Consumption Expenditure Survey. Over the last 12 years, urban poverty has fallen to 4.09% from 13.7%. The SBI's research highlighted that the sharp decline in the rural poverty ratio is due to higher consumption growth in the lowest 0 to 5% decile, along with significant government support. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government has accelerated the urban development with a proper policy framework. He said this while inaugurating the Working Women's Hostel, Sushma Bhavan, at Lakshmi Bai Nagar in New Delhi. He also inaugurated a veterinary centre virtually at Motibagh. He recalled the significant contributions made by the late former External Affairs Minister, Sushma Swaraj, hailing her as one of the greatest leaders of the party. The BJP has fielded former party MP Parvesh Verma from New Delhi Assembly seat against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, while party leader Ramesh Bidhudi will fight from Kalkaji seat against Delhi Chief Minister Atishi. The party today released its first list of 29 candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. Former Delhi BJP Chief Satish Upadhyay will fight from Malviya Nagar Assembly seat, and former AAP leader Kailash Gehlot, who has recently joined the BJP, will contest from Bijwasan seat. Arvinder Singh Lovely will be the BJP candidate from Gandhinagar seat, and BJP leader Majinder Singh Sirsa has been given ticket for Rajouri Garden Assembly constituency. Vijender Gupta will try his political fate from Rohini Assembly seat. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours today at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974, as well as the Pokhran II tests in 1998, which established India as a nuclear power. In Bihar, the three-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru Gobind Singh began at Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib in Patna city today. The Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. In cricket, India were 141 for 6 in their second innings against Australia at stumps on day 2 of the decisive fifth and final test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. The visitors have taken a lead of 145 runs. Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar were at the crease when stumps were drawn. In Hockey India League, Sachi Rad Bengal Tigers are set to play against Delhi SG Pipers at 6 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.